Blackstone Audio presents The Last Suppers by Mandy McCullencack. This book is read by Rebecca Gibble. For Andy. The Last Suppers portrays characters and events at the fictitious Greenmount Penitentiary in Louisiana in the 1950s. All names and characters, including death row inmates, are a product of the author's imagination. Any resemblance to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. The physical descriptions of the penitentiary are fictitious, including the death row cell block called the waiting room. Some details of prison life were drawn from real-world accounts of the Louisiana penal system. This work should not be considered an accurate historical representation of any single U.S. prison in the 1950s. Greenmount Penitentiary, inmate number 6451, East Feliciana Parish, Louisiana. Crime: murder, robbery. Execution date: September 7, 1951. Leroy tells them he doesn't feel right, that his chest's going to explode. They laugh.
You're gonna be dead in 2 hours anyway.
The two guards laugh some more. The larger one shoves him toward the table. Leroy just wants to sit in his cell with his Bible, but that cook from the prison kitchen has brought over pot roast for his last supper. Says she talked with his mama and got the recipe. It smells like Sundays before church, when Leroy and his brothers would line up for inspection to prove they'd washed behind their ears and didn't have holes in their shirts. The roast would be in the oven, waiting on them after the preacher turned them loose. That smell got him through many a sermon.
"I hope you like it," the lady says, placing a metal tray in front of him.
The thick slabs of roast and hunks of potato look so familiar his eyes water from the memories. He doesn't want the guards or the lady to see, so he bows his head low and pretends to say grace. The smell is right, but the tray is all wrong. What day is it anyway? He wants one of those blue-rimmed plates his granny gave his parents for their wedding, the ones brought out only on Sunday with a warning not to dare drop one.
"You gonna watch me eat?"
he asks the lady. One of the guards hits the back of Leroy's head with his fist.
"Watch your manners, boy."
He didn't mean any offense. She looks at Leroy.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?